Well, there are two ways to look at the austerity budget. One is that there is going to be a market reduction in the service delivery, especially in the area of education and security and healthcare and other such services. The impact is going to be very visible in that area. But on the whole, the impact is not going to be so great in the lives of the majority of the people who are not getting any benefits anyway in terms of salaries being spread only among the political class and the civil service. The main concern, of course, is security, and the budget of the security has not decreased a great deal. It has remained nearly the same, and that tells you that security is a major priority for the young country.
How do you see this budget addressing the issue of the size of the cabinet? Analysts like you have been saying the size of the cabinet is too big. Is this budget going to cater for that?
There is rumor in town about an impending reduction of the government, especially the central government in Juba. But the reduction in the size of the government is actually a lot more symbolic than being a solution to the economic woes of the country. It's important for the government that talks of austerity to reduce its size. It is symbolically important for the people of South Sudan to see that the government is doing its bit to respond to the crisis that we are undergoing. So if the reduction of the government is coming, that's not going to be a solution to the economic problems by any long shot.
What about the issue of the country's reserves? Since the shutdown of the oil pipeline in January, the country has been operating on its reserve, so to say. Do you think this new budget is bigger than the country's reserve?
Budget is much greater than the reserve. We estimate from our own conversations with economists and bank people, and it seems the country has no more than $1 billion in reserve. This budget well surpasses that. We see that it does not conform to what is available. Perhaps there is possibility that the government has explored possibilities of loans to top up this budget.
What is the good news for the common man as far as this new budget is concerned?
I don't think there is much good news, really, because this is the budget you would have pleased the people if it had been effected many years back. Because you are now doing an austerity simply because there is no money. You are not doing an austerity because you want to reduce expenditure so that you invest the rest of the money in development programs and service delivery. An austerity that responds to shortage of money is not as good as an austerity that would have been conceived in the interest of advancing equitable distribution to as many people as possible.